This is slide number 2. To begin, I would like to compare the presented model with the classical model of electron gas in a solid. By the classical model, I mean the Pauli model for non-magnetic metals, the Zener model, the Stoner model, and the SD model for ferromagnetic metals. In the classical model, it is assumed that spin of all electrons are aligned and all electrons occupy two bands. Electron spin of one band is aligned in opposite direction to the spin direction of electrons of another band. This classical model is called the spin-up and spin-down model. The schematic band diagram assumed in the classical model is shown at upper right part of the slide. It is important to emphasize that there is no any proof of fact or argument which would support the assumption of the classical model that all spin in electron gas are aligned in spin-up and spin-down bands. Another problem of the classical model is that it does not specify the direction along which all spins in spin-up and spin-down bands should be aligned. The direction of spin is free parameter of the classical model. Sometimes it is chosen according to sample geometrical shape or crystal orientation. In the case of a ferromagnetic metal, the spin alignment is chosen along the magnetization direction. In this case, the spin-up and spin-down bands are called the majority and minority bands. For me, it is unclear what reasons or conditions or arguments should be used to specify a direction along which all spins are supposed to be aligned in the classical model. In present paper, I have proved that the basic assumption of the classical model of the electron gas in a solid is incorrect. And under any circumstances, all spins of electrons cannot be aligned into two opposite directions. The schematic diagram in lower right side of the slide show only possible distribution of spin direction in electron gas in a solid. The electrons in electron gas can be in two groups. In one group, there is no spin alignment. In this group, an electron's spins can have any possible direction with equal probability. In electron gas without spin accumulation, all electrons are in this group. In another group, all electrons' spin are aligned in one direction. Electrons can be in this group only in the case when there is a spin accumulation in electron gas. Since spin-dependent scatterings are very rare in electron gas, in the classical model, the spin-ups and spin-down bands are almost independent. There is almost no any exchange of electrons between these bands. The bands may have different Fermi energies and different density of states. The exchange of electrons between the spin-up and spin-down bands are very rare. The presented model describes the electron gas differently. It proves that there is a frequent exchange of electrons between groups and the Fermi energy is the same for all electrons. Once more, I would like to emphasize that the classical model of electron gas is incorrect. However, in some cases, the classical model may give a correct prediction. If we calculate a projection of all spin on any axis, the spin distributions shown in upper and lower part of the slide may give the same result. Therefore, the classical model may calculate correctly effects in electron gas only if the calculated effect depends only on spin projection. In the case when the effect depend on spin direction, the classical model cannot describe the effect correctly.